sink and
broke.
And you might say, but I didn't
break it.
But somebody else has
broken.
Broken. Right. Or if I ask how much did you drink of something, you'd say, well, I was thirsty. I really.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you might ask me, how much have you
drank?
When, like, you had a meal on the table and the family is standing around waiting to, you know, they're still standing up and you don't want them to keep standing up, you'd say, well, just go ahead and
sit down.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd say, so then they all went ahead and
sat.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, no one else was standing, they had all
sat.
If you wanted somebody, if you were passing food around and you wanted somebody not to wait until the potatoes were passed again, you tell them, well, just go ahead and
pass it.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to take out some, you'd say, go ahead and
help yourself.
Mm-hmm. And then if he did it, you'd say he went ahead and
helped.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd say, since he had already
helped himself.
If somebody passed something to you and you decided not to eat it, you might say, well, no, thank you, I don't
care for any.
If you heated food you'd already cooked, you'd say that food would be
warmed up.
And well, like, if you had more than, you might say the same thing for this. If you had more than you could eat for Sunday dinner, maybe on Monday you would eat the rest of it on Monday. You'd say you're having
leftovers.
Mm-hmm. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
swallow.
Okay, but before you do that, you've got to
chew.
Mm-hmm. Do you know something that's made out of just cornmeal boiled with milk?
Spoon bread.
Oh, spoon bread. Really?
I don't know.
I was thinking of, I don't know what spoon bread is.
Wait, that's no, it. Mush.
Mush was
mush,
what I was thinking of.
Mush.
But what's spoon bread, though? I don't even
know. Well, it's kind of like cornbread.
It's kind of like cornbread.
It's different, but it's similar to cornbread. But mush is what you're talking about.
Mush, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But that's interesting, too, spoon bread. I'm glad to have that. I don't think I've gotten that. As a, no. I
you hadn't heard anybody.
No. I don't think I've gotten spoon bread that I can recall. Is it fried or baked?
No, it's baked.
It's baked.
I don't know because I don't ever make it, but mm-hmm. I have seen recipes of it because I make
mm-hmm.
cornbread all the time.
Mm-hmm. But you bake that, don't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were talking about peas and beets and things like that, you'd call them
vegetables.
And what would you call a little plot near your house where you might grow them?
Garden.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that it's corn that's been treated with lye. It's white, big white.
Hominy.
Mm-hmm. And stuff that's sort of like hominy, only it's ground up.
Grits.
Mm-hmm. Now, a starchy grain that, well, they raise it over in East Arkansas. I think it originally came from China.
A starchy grain, rice?
Right. do you know what you would call, do you know any names for cheap whiskey? Kind of nicknames, I guess, for it.
No.
No. How about for homebrewed, something that people made at home, liquor or whiskey or something?
Well, is it not homebrewed?
Homebrew, but, mm-hmm. That is a good name for it. You know the name also moonshine, do you know?
Yeah, that's it. Moonshine.
No, I'll brew them, both of those. When something's cooking, you came in the kitchen, and it made a really good impression on your nose, you'd say to somebody,
that smells good.
If you wanted them to take a whiff, you'd say, just